Hello, everybody. Andy Jacob here with the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series. I have a great show today. You know, when we talk about revolution, sometimes there's a matching or a marrying of different technologies. And when we found out what this company is doing called Rasa.io, we had to bring the chief operating officer on the show. Her name is Miss Erica Salm Wrench, and they have a great business. When we talk about sort of a revolution, they're right in the middle of it with regard to email marketing and AI. And when we talk about a motivation to launch a business, when we talk about a startup that really recognizes a big need in a particular space, well, Rasa really has put their fingerprint on something that's really unique and very interesting. So I'm very excited to have Erica on the show today. Erica, welcome to the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. I mean, you really decided and your team decided that email was ripe for disruption, especially now with the infusion of AI. But before I give all the secrets away of what you guys are doing, let's pull the lens back to 30,000 feet. Tell us about Rasa.io, and then we'll get into it.
Well, you got it. We are an AI email newsletter solution. We leverage AI tech to send personalized emails to subscribers, to your subscribers. So instead of sending one version of an email newsletter to 10,000 or 100,000 different people, you're sending 100,000 different versions based on people's reading preferences and behaviors. So you can imagine, in the same way your Netflix portal personalizes the content that it serves up to you based on what you've watched in the past, or your Facebook or Meta feed personalizes the content it serves up to you based on your behavior, we're doing that in an email newsletter, making a far more engaging email experience, higher open rates, higher click rates, because it's personalized. And this is, we're living in a world where personalization needs to be the norm these days.
Yeah, I love it so much. Let's go back to the baseline. Let's go back to the bottom line. Let's start, and then we'll kind of build it from there. So sure. You're a company. You have an email list of people that have subscribed to a newsletter. They're interested in your business. They want to know interesting things about the business. And the old-fashioned way is we just send out a newsletter. Let's talk about the new-fashioned way at Rasa.
Absolutely. So the email newsletter, let's face it, can be sort of a slog to put together at times. So not only do we personalize the experience by helping you create this content universe and then sending out a personalized version of the newsletter to every subscriber from the content in the universe that you sort of develop, but it also streamlines the process tremendously. So our clients say that the Rasa platform saves them about 5 hours per week on the newsletter process. To your point, it was such a ripe space for disruption because putting together an email newsletter can be time intensive and you don't necessarily see the benefits of it right away. It's an important nurture play in your marketing stack. So you have to do it, but oftentimes people don't even get to it because it can be so time intensive. So not only are we using AI to personalize, but what you get is a much more streamlined production experience as well.
Yeah, saving time is what it's all about. But in addition to saving time for entrepreneurs, it's about putting forth something that's fantastic, putting out something that's amazing, putting out something that really resonates with the people that you're speaking with or to through an email marketing newsletter. And you've been able to sort of put that into a nice, neat bow. When we talk about a platform like this, how long was the development of the platform, Erica, before you sort of put it out through an MVP and then now it's out and everybody's talking about it?
That's a great question. So we always like to say that we were doing AI before it was cool because we've been around for about 7-8 years at this point. So we were talking about AI and personalization before it was such a hot topic. You know, let's face it, since the advent of ChatGPT just over a year ago, things have really exploded in the AI space. But we've been developing the platform and building our clientele, like I said, for about 8 years at this point. We have over 500 organizations using the platform, lots of clients in the association, publishing, marketing spaces, in addition to all different verticals, because everyone needs a newsletter. So we've been around for some time and obviously have very much enjoyed riding this recent AI wave as well.
Yeah, I love it, Erica. Of course, when we look at your company, it looks like it's leveraging real behavioral insights, really to personalize the content for each email without your clients having to have like extensive, you know, intervention in the email platform and changing things all the time with their hands and their mind. It's all sort of done for you. Let's talk about that, because that seems like just a real revolutionary idea with the email marketing space.
Right, right. And it also allows you to lean a little bit more heavily on external content as opposed to just content that you publish or write or create yourself. So to your point, so what we're allowing users to do is not only automatically bring in their own content as it's published. So as they publish a blog to their website or as they share an article to their LinkedIn feed, all of those articles are going to come into Rasa, the titles, the descriptions, the imagery. So that's not, you're not having to repurpose that content as you put together the newsletter. It's not having to be reconstructed. We're just pulling in the content in addition to supplementing with external sources. So you could say, well, I think Andy is such a great thought leader. I want everything that he puts out there to also come in to qualify for the newsletter. Or there's this really great podcast in the space. Or also, I love this blog from someone who, you know, is tangential to my business. So all of this content comes in as it gets published. You can even put filters on by source. So you get this really rich pool of content relevant to your subscribers. And then the AI says, okay, well, I know that Andy has been reading content about leadership in the past or video publication in the past. So it's going to give you more content along those lines automatically. So as the marketer, you don't have to say, well, I think Erica's interested in management, or I think Erica's interested in running. The AI is going to pick up on that automatically in order to further serve up the content. So for the marketer, in terms of like the campaign cycle, where you have to go and analyze the data, figure out what the data means, and then use it to enhance your next campaign, that cycle is automated. So it just becomes a huge time saver and a game changer for newsletter production.
Wow, it's unbelievable. Does it remember and know what was sent prior? So it kind of stacks on top of each other. So if you're sending out a newsletter every X number of weeks or months, it knows that Andy received this particular sort of set of information on the last newsletter, and let's make sure this new newsletter we're sending to him, which in this case is me, is sort of different and sort of stacks on top of the prior newsletter.
You got it. So the default settings would have a bias toward recency. So everything new published since the last newsletter sent. Now we have some levers that we can pull where we can kind of go back and look at historic content as well. But the bias will be toward what has been recently published by these authoritative sources or trustworthy sources since the last send of the newsletter.
Yeah, I love it, Erica. It's super interesting. It is a revolution. Let's pull the lens back a little bit more, but then let's get a little into the micro weeds a bit, because I want to talk just about newsletters. Let's talk to maybe the younger entrepreneurs or the startup founders where they're not really sure about newsletters, or maybe they haven't even thought about newsletters, or maybe they're just starting to develop their list. How important are newsletters still to the business sort of opportunity for startups and small to mid-sized businesses?
That is such a great question. We know that email isn't necessarily, you know, the sexiest channel, right? It's all about, everyone's talking about social and everyone's talking about paid online ads. But time and again, many marketers who are familiar with their own data will tell you email time and again proves to be one of the most lucrative marketing channels. So not only, you know, your blast emails that say, hey, come register for this webinar, or hey, we're putting out this great promotion where it's sort of a one size fits all, but you have to think about the newsletter from a nurture perspective, because you really want people to have a consistent relationship with your brand in between the episodes of richer engagement. So, you know, let's say it's you're the type of product, you're a car dealership, for example, and, you know, someone's only buying a car every 5 to 10 years, but you want to keep your relationship established with that person in between purchase periods so that when it does come time to purchase, they think of you first. And so that they refer you to their friends. And so you are top of mind. So that's why a newsletter is so important from the nurture perspective. Even if, you know, not every time you send a newsletter to someone, they're not going to necessarily go and buy a product, but you are maintaining that important relationship with them throughout the duration of, you know, their buying life cycle.
Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world. Of course, that life cycle is so important to so many different types of businesses. And one thing that caught our attention about what you're doing is your enterprise client retention rate. It seems to be pretty remarkable. Let's talk about that. Yeah. I know that the reason why it's so high is because you have a great team at Raza, and I'd like for you to touch on that as well.
Oh, I'm so happy that you asked that question because we do have an incredible team. Like you said, our enterprise client retention rate is in the high 90s. It's 97% because once people come on and have this streamlined experience, it's a better experience for the user. It is a better experience for the subscriber. Oftentimes, a lot of our clients monetize their newsletters as well, and so they see increased revenue coming from the ads that they sell in the newsletters, the native content that they put through. And so it's really hard to leave. It's once you've had the experience of, you know, saving time, making more money, and making the subscriber experience better, it's hard to walk away from that. And to your point, our team is pretty wonderful and they treat our clients very well.
Yeah, I love it. They do. And of course, I think of it high level, and I say to myself, no more boring emails. I sort of think to myself, you know, there's a lot of emails that are out there. There's a lot of newsletters. There's a lot of templates that people have used for years and years and years. When I look at the Raza platform, Erica, what I think about is personalization, but it happens automatically. So as a person that gets newsletters, because I sign up for a lot of them, I like to stay engaged, I like to stay interested, I like to stay informed, I'm thinking about your platform making a newsletter much more connected to me. In other words, it's making me more connected to the newsletter, more connected to the brand, more connected sort of to the unique individual interest that I have. And your platform is able to do that for every newsletter you send out. So that's incredible, right?
Exactly. It's creating a habit with the reader. And it's a much stickier product than your average one size fits all newsletter.
I love it. And of course, it saves a lot of time, energy, and effort, you know, for the people sending them out. The marketing companies throughout the, America, throughout the world, I would imagine when they see this, when they're able to pull content from different sources and make this sort of a personalized email newsletter, I would imagine that they are also signing up for Raza to use with their clients. Do you have a platform that, you know, marketing companies and advertising companies can sign up and then use it for a multitude of clients that they help in the newsletter space?
Yes, you got it. Yes. One of our biggest verticals is marketing companies, marketing agencies that leverage the platform to manage newsletters for multiple clients. So they can log into one portal and each of their clients can have their own separate newsletter campaigns with their own templates, their own integrations. So for example, one of their clients could have the list talking to their HubSpot platform. We have a really rich HubSpot integration that actually sends insights back into HubSpot. So same with Salesforce, same situation. So their second client could have a Salesforce integration, separate template, separate client list, of course. And what our native HubSpot and Salesforce integrations do is allow, with just a few clicks, allow the newsletters to send back interest insights. So in HubSpot, in Salesforce, you would see that Andy is interested in video production or leadership or marketing. And drag those insights back into the platform for further action. So like a drip campaign based on that action or lead scoring based on that action.
Yeah, it's fantastic. There's a lot of things that a marketing or advertising company can do, an agency can do, or a company can do with your platform. So one thing we talk about in email is engagement. And we talk about that all the time. And I would imagine that if I'm getting a newsletter that's personally designed through the Raza platform, it knows sort of what I want to read. It's sort of thinking for me a little bit through AI. And I know that's a little scary thought. that every time I get that newsletter from the company that I've signed up for the newsletter, because it's sort of serving up to me something personalized, I would imagine that that engagement percentage increases dramatically as well, because I want to get the newsletter, right?
Right. You got it. Yep. Higher open rates, higher click rates. That's another reason that it's really hard for people to leave once they've seen those increases in engagement.
Yeah, I bet. Now, how does someone see the platform? I would imagine at the highest level, these marketing companies, these advertising companies, they're going to want to have some type of a demonstration. So when somebody comes to Raza, do they sign up for a demonstration so you can go through the platform, or do they get to see it on video? What's sort of the sales cycle for the people that are interested in engaging with Raza?
That's a great question. So we have two potential sales cycles and processes. One is, you know, for the enterprise, or what we call sort of more of a pro plan. It would be that you talk to someone so we can understand your needs and what plan you fit into. And then the conversation goes from there. We also have more of a self-service mid-market channel. So you can come in, get your newsletter done, and do everything all on your own. We have built out resources on our help portal, great customer success team to kind of help you through that process. But it just sort of depends on what features and functionality you need, how simple your use case is, how many newsletters you have, how many subscribers you have. All of those factors are going to influence kind of which path you go down in the sales process. And you can see on our pricing page online to kind of get an idea of where you fall.
Yeah, I really like it. And you also offer a free, what I would call, white paper on cutting through the clutter of email newsletters. And when we think about that white paper, since you're so integrated with AI, I'm just curious, did AI help write the newsletter or the white paper, or did you have your team write it directly?
Well, our marketing folks do a great job of leaning on AI tools to help them through their work. I mean, we believe that our tool is best leveraged when, like, the human touch, what the AI kind of come together, and that's where the magic happens. And I think that's the case with so many other AI tools, like a ChatGPT or a Jasper, or, you know, your DALL-E, your image generation. We leaned on all of those tools, but our marketing efforts are a combination of, you know, the human touch in addition to the AI tools that so many of us have come to really depend upon.
Oh, I love it. And let's have some fun. Let's pretend that I'm running a store. Maybe it's a hardware store, and I have a number of people that have signed up for my newsletter. Through your platform, let's say I have a big sale going on flooring today. Let's just, you know, we're going to make believe, we're going to have a sort of a whiteboard program going here, even though we're on video. So we think about it. So the hardware store wants to sell flooring. Now, in the Raza platform, they can pull in articles that are relevant to their big flooring sale. Is that sort of one of the ideas about the platform?
Yeah, kind of. So I'd say, so the hardware store, their newsletter would probably pull in content all related to maybe DIY home projects or different materials, different tools. You happen to pick a realm that's not my area. But I can imagine that if you were a hardware store owner, there would be lots of rich content out there around home improvement projects to pull in. So from there, maybe in the weekly send that week when you're having the flooring sale, in the Raza platform, you can certainly kind of override the AI for various slots in the newsletter and say, we need everyone to see this information about the flooring sale. Let's sprinkle in a little bit more information about flooring. And then the rest of the real estate in the newsletter would fill out with what's personalized for the individual. So Wow. You have these manual controls as the user, and you can kind of override the AI as needed. But the rest of the real estate in the newsletter is going to fill out with personalized content. That's, of course, all approved by the user. Nothing's going to go out that you would not want to send out under your brand name.
Wow, it's so awesome. I can see why, you know, Raza's, you know, flying off the shelves, I'll call it in the old time, yeah. You know, verbiage, but in today's verbiage, it's just a platform that really is resonating with a lot of people. And it's just fantastic to see this combination of, you know, email newsletters and AI, being put into place that really helps the client and helps your customer. And when we think about what you've done, Erica, I would imagine just from the beginning, it was always about your client. And we talk about that all the time on the show. You said to yourselves and the team said, what can we do to make our clients experience hyper revenue growth? What can we do to make our experience, make our clients experience growth? What can we do to make our clients look better in the eyes of their clients? So you're always looking at your client, the people that sign up for the platform. What in your background and your experience, which is quite extensive, did you come to Raza with saying to yourself, it's all about the client. We need to be client-centered. We need to be client-centric. In other words, we want to do everything that's going to make our people signing up on our platform happy with us, thrilled with the offering, and put them in the position to increase their revenues.
Yeah, that's a great question. So prior to Raza, I worked at an online marketing agency. We did everything online, a full suite of services. So search engine optimization, paid online ads, front end, back end, web optimizations, basically everything online. We had over 1,000 different clients. So you can imagine we had to scale our processes pretty rapidly and make things very, very streamlined. And because of that, we didn't really dabble in the world of email, because email is such a hard thing to do in a really quality way and at scale. Oftentimes, if you're putting together so many emails, there's something lost in the quality realm. And conversely, if you're pouring your blood, sweat, and tears into an email, you're probably not able to send as frequently as you like. So we kind of didn't include email in our packages and our suite of services, our standard packages at least. And that's what really intrigued me about Raza, is thinking, oh my gosh, are all of those clients still wanted email and they still had to do email, but we at the agency didn't really do it for them. So Raza just seemed like this perfect puzzle piece to fit into those packages and to help anyone who needs a newsletter, because it is such an important piece of your marketing puzzle, but it's such a hard and tedious thing to do sometimes. So it just seems like a way that we could really help people with their marketing efforts. And, you know, not only for agencies, but really, you know, anyone who wants to keep a relevant relationship with their audience.
Well, you talk about a puzzle, and sometimes entrepreneurship is a puzzle. And we have younger entrepreneurs watch the show, and maybe they're in startup mode. Maybe they're a small to mid-sized company. So we want to talk about entrepreneurship, because sometimes entrepreneurs have a tough time. We all do throughout our process. And we always like to give back to the entrepreneurial community. So Erica, maybe you could give some insight to the younger entrepreneurs, maybe that are freezing in the frame a little bit. Maybe they hit a roadblock. They don't know where to turn. They don't know what to do. Maybe you could share some advice or some motivation for the younger entrepreneurs watching the show about what it takes to keep on pushing through.
So I always tell people to read the Jim Collins book, Good to Great. That's one of my favorites. And I oftentimes think about a lot of those big lessons that our friend Jim Collins has taught us. So one of them is you know, the power of the and. And one of the ands that I always think about is doing really good things over and over and over, doing the core of your business over and over and over, making sure that you're like very consistent and disciplined in the things that make you good. At the same time, trying new things and experiment. So don't lose, you know, the consistency and the disciplined action that got you to where you already are, but and try new things and be innovative. So it's that power of the and I always think about.
Wow, I love that. It's been such a long time since I've read that book where, you know, good is the enemy of great. And then that and is so important. I'm just thinking as you're saying it, how important it is in my businesses to include the and, to do and focus on your core, do that fantastic, do great. And also don't be afraid to experiment, and don't be afraid maybe, you know, to fall on your face one or two or three or four or five times. I think that's fantastic for the entrepreneurs watching the show. Rewind that. I mean, that's a real nugget that Erica was able to give us right there. I'm telling you, I love it. I'm going to bring you back on the show. I want to talk, maybe we're just going to call it Nuggets of Erica, because there's so much, you know,
Oh, that's
impactful
kind
information that you've been able to acquire in your career. You're doing such a great job as the COO at Raza. And of course, the entire platform, the team at Raza is really revolutionizing email marketing using AI in a very meaningful way. You're a leader in the space. There are some other folks in the space, but what you're doing seems to really have motivated a lot of great companies to move towards your platform. And then the retention rate really speaks volumes about what you and your team is doing over there, really to do something, which is an overused word, but when I see a company really doing it, I don't mind using it, which is disrupting really the entire space by really infusing AI into this sort of intelligent design platform that you've put together, Erica. So I want to thank you so much for coming on the .com Magazine Entrepreneur Spotlight Series today.
Thank you so much for having me, Andy. Everyone visit raza.io and connect with me on LinkedIn, Erica Sonrench. Thank you.